are on Daf Tes Amad Aleph, starting a new sugya. It's around 8 lines from the top. Rav Huna Omar, Oy Kesef, Oy Meitav. Rashi says, Rav Huna Omar, Oy Kashin Kroi Delel, Psukim, that we had mentioned before that there was a problem, Kesef Umeita, Rahochi Koma Rachmone, Oy Kesef Yitain Loi, Oy Meita Sodoiso. Now, Rashi is referring to a Gemara we had on the Zayin Amad Aleph. The Gemara on the Zayin Amad Aleph really had a different kasha. Romilei Abaye Lerove, Siv Meitav Sadeyu, Meitav En Midi Achin Eloi, Osanye Yoshiv Lerabais Shove Kesef Afilosofi. So there the kasha that the Gemara delved with was a different kasha. Here it says Meitav, here it says Subin, And on that kasha, the Gemara ended up by saying, Kol mili meitavu, that everything is equivalent to meitav, dilei mizdaven hoche, mizdaven bemosa achite. Can always sell it. Maba ma'are, besides karka, you can't take the karka from one place to another case. So, when we learned the Gemara Dav Zayin, the problem was, here it says Subin, here it says Meitav. And we answered that Subin is equivalent to Meitav. Now, Rav Huna Dav Tesam Adalas, Rekashin Kroy Delel, Kesav or Meitav, Zahochi Kamach Monei Kesav or Meitav. So that wasn't the kasha. There was no kasha of kesef or meitav. The kasha was subin. Subin or meitav. So what did Rav Huna answer? What is Rashi trying to say? So it could be, and Emerson, this is Shitas Rashi in Gittenbach, Mem Chesamet Bey. And this is the Shitas Horema Mukiyesa brings down in the beginning of Baba Kama. Rashi says in Gittin that the halacha, when do you pay Meitav if he doesn't have Kesef? So it comes out that if one has Kesef, one gives Kesef. If you don't have Kesef, so second on the list is Meitav. So by Emerson, this was the sugya and the Zayin. So if second on the list is Meitav, so how do you end up with Subin? And that the Gemara answered, Kol Mili Meitav. There's a Mura de Kebir from Rabaran Tzachayinu Lebroche. Rabaran says as follows, that by Emerson, first on the list is Kesef. If you don't have Kesef, if you don't have Mezuman Dike Kesef, so you have to give something which I can get Kesef from it. So, Kol Mili Meitav, that means all Metaltalim, I can get Kesef from it. So, it doesn't matter what the quality, if it's Subin, if it's a different type of Metaltalim, the Yisod Lechatchila, you have to pay Kesef. If you don't have Kesef, you give something that I can get Kesef from it. That the Nizik can get Kesef from it. So in that category, we have either Meitav Kalka, the Kofzei Leizvini, or Kol Mili Meitav by Metaltalim, because also Dilei Mizdavna Hoche, Mizdavna Bemosa Achit. But you can't give Ziburis because you'll give him a cock in Alaska. He'll be stuck with it for the next 50 years. So you can't get Kesef from that. That was the sugya on the Zayin Amid Beis. according to Rashi. Now, Rav Huna comes with a new mahalach. Rav Huna is coming with a mahalach that it's not that way, that first you have to give kesef, and if you don't have kesef, then you give something, you can get kesef for it. Rav Huna says that you have to give meitav. Now, there's two sugim of shavah kesef, this karke and metaltalin. If you pay with karke, you have to give meitav karke. That's the meitav of karke. If you pay with metaltalin, you give kesef. That's the meitav of metaltalin. So Rav Huna is coming to tell us a new yesod, that you always have to pay the meitav of the sug you're paying with. The meitav of metaltalin is kesef, and the meitav of karke is the best quality karke. And we'll see now, so then subim is takya problem, because it's not the meitav of karke, and it's not the meitav of metaltalin. But we'll see, Rav Huna will speak about this soon. So that's what Rashi is saying, Lekashin Kroi Dele'el, Kesef U'meita, Dohochi Kama Rachmona, Oy Kesef Yitin Le'i Meitav Sadoiso. And we'll see, and the whole din of Suman is B'delesle. If you don't have Meitav Karka, or Meitav Metaltim, which is Kesef, then you give Suman. But that's the Teretz to the Kashin. So we don't have a problem. How can we compare Meitav with Tzubim? You don't compare Meitav with Tzubim. Meitav is on the same par like Kesef. And if you don't have one of these two, then you go and can pay give Tzubim. V'hodolai Ayri, not continue with Rashi. V'hodolai Ayri Rav Huna Ad Hoche. So it's Amod Namaisa. We had a Kasha and Dav Zion, and then we went off on a tangent. And now on Dav Tesla Medalek, Rav Huna Omar, Oy Kesev Oy Meitav. So Rashi says, Mishum Deboi La Suke Le Milse Drabi Shmuel Barabi Kive. We want to bring already the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kive, Deboi Lel Kshein Shomin Oy Soy, Pishaloi Hein Shomin, Mishaloi Lamein Shomin, Vatoche Kamayri Vozo. So, Achsam Adis Rashi is very meduyik. We had mentioned, when we learned the Gemara Daf Zayin Amid Beis, we had mentioned, Amir Dike Yom Shal Shleina. He says, the Gemara before Daf Zayin Amid Beis, we just said now, that they were machadish as follows, that the Iker Tashlumin is kesef. If you don't have kesef, so you have to give something that can bring kesef. So that is one of the two, either meitav kakoi, the kofzi alezvine, or all metaltlim, which also can bring kesef, blei mizdavne hoch and mizdavne b'mosachi. So the Yom Shel Shloime said, if the whole cheshivis of meitav kakoi is because this is easy to acquire kesef through this meitav karke, so all of a sudden the Gemara shall b'shaloi heim sham and I b'shaloi lam heim sham. So who says you need his best? Could be you need a meitav. The alma is also sufficient because the whole purpose is to be able to get money. If in the world it's a good quality, this is sufficient. So it's very meduyik that Rashi says as follows. The Gemara, since the Gemara was Mechadish and of Zayin Amid Beit, that the whole union of Meita is in order to be capable of getting money for this Kalke, the Yisoda Tashlumim is Kesef, and the purpose of Meita is through this Kalke I can get Kesef. So the Gemara all of a sudden went into the Shail, so could be you don't need Meitav Shaloi, could be Meitav Dalmas also good. So that's why we went through this whole sugit. But now we're coming back, Rav Huna is saying a different text. Eis vei Rav Nachman la Rav Huna, Yoshev l'rabbi shove kesef afilu subit. It says Yoshev kesef, kesef Yoshev l'bolo. So memele, from this we learn out that you can pay subin. So you're just telling me, oi kesef, oi meitav, so how the subin coming? So the Gemara answers, hoche b'mayaskinon b'deleslai. That if you don't have, if you don't have kesef or imetav, so then you pay with super. Like the Gemara, e'deleslai pshite, that's poshet. All these halachas are only, you should give metav, if you have metav, if you don't have, hashtetzach, you're not, who you have to acquire. The Gemara says, "Mal the time amrina lay zil trach zovin ba'aisi lay kesef." I would think no. That since you have subin, and subin you can get kesef from it, so meila I would think that the criteria is oy kesef, which is the meitav of metalkalim, oy meitav kak. You have to give one of the two. You have subin. So you can get kesef from the subin. Subin is something, like the Gemara said before, some male I would think, you have a potential kesef. Change it over on kesef and pay with kesef, because that's the yisod of the chi of tashlumim, oi kesef, oi meita. Gemash Malon, that no. That even though you're paying with metaltalim, which is the koyach to become kesef, you're not mechuyev to make it kesef. You give him the subim and he'll take care of it. That's his headache already, not yours. What does he Rashi? Shove kesef, ba'at amrit kesef. You said you have to give the meitav of metalpon, which is kesef. Here it says shove kesef. The Gemara says, "B'deles le'iloi kesef v'loi sofer." This halachas if he doesn't have a kesef. The Torah said there are two ways to pay ideally, oy kesef, oy meitav. If he doesn't have this, doesn't have one of these two, then there's a din of yoshev. Ma the time emrin le'lamazik zil trach v'zovin suvin v'kesef aiselei kesef. Mashim alon, that you don't have to. But the last lay, you can pay directly with Subin. Zok Taisvis, Rafuna Oma, Oy Kesef, Oy Meita. Teirish HaKuntris, Shabol the Taritz, Kroi the Leo. So, in reality, the Taritz is, if you tell me Oy Kesef, Oy Meita, I still don't know pshat in subin. How do you play subin? So the teretz is the last leg. So he didn't say the teretz. He started off, but he didn't say the teretz. Tzarech loimash loy hispik l'sayim dvorot. He started saying the teretz, and he was interrupted. They asked him, "Akter kesef I made it says subin." At shehik shaloi. He's coming to say a teretz, and he was interrupted before he said the teretz. There is the Garsi, Omar Rafune, not Rafuna Omar. Rafuna Omar is saying the second teretz on the Kasha. There is the Garsi, Omar Rafune, Bikoy Amas Nisan, Bikoni Bemeitav Oret. Omar Rafune, the Lav Davke Meitav, Eloi Kesev, Oi Meitav. So, according to this Girsa, if he goes Omar Rafuna, so then he's just saying a halacha. You don't have to give meitav, you could give kesef or meitav. Then the Gemara asked him, so the Chayda Pasuk says you can give subin also. He says, no. Subin you can only give, but the less like kesef and meitav. Fine. Ubeseifa Rav Alpes Pirish, the Rav Hune, the Rei de Rav Yeshua, the Rav Papa Talel, Pligi ad the Rav Hune da Oche. Inu Sobri, Kol Mili Meitav Hu, Vafilu Subit. That means they hold, according to Rav Hune, there's kesef meta, and by the last lay, then you can give suba. Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yishun Rapope say that kol mili meta, that you can give meta of karke, you can give subin, they're all equivalent. So there's a machloikis between Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yishun and Rav Huna. Rav Huna sova, do I have a meta? No, metaltum is, the meta of a metaltum is kesef, ela oi kesef oi karke. So we have a machloikis lemaise between Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yishun and Rav Huna. If a person is kesef or metaf, can he pay up with metaltalim? According to Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yishun, you can, and according to Rav Huna, you can't. Uposa ke Rav Pope, Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yishun, shehem basroi. Means that they were later, they were after Rav Huna, and he held, we passed him like a basre, because some of they were, they were able to be ma'ayin more in all the shitas, and that was their maskone. Mela we paskin like that. Rabbeinu Tam ain't soivakei. Rabbeinu Tam does not hold like this. The meforish sheyesh gimel dinin b'mizik. Oy kesef, oy meitav. Be less lay a philosophy. Rabbeinu Tam holds that he passed him like Rav Huna. Oy kesef oy meitav, be less lay a philosophy. Now just for 1 minute, let us see the Rosh to understand what is Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is chaylik under it. This is the second page in the Rosh, the second column, the second line. So we have three simonim where to find it. Second page, the second Amud Aleph, the second column, and the second line. Uma shelo posak Rabbeinu Tam ki Rav Pope v'Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yishun. The Inon Baschoi. Now, why was the Rabbeinu Tam chaylik on the Rif? Tzorech loyma, the sova, the loy pligi ad the Rav Huna. So he holds his nomach like it. V'loy osi elo lishnuye rumye dekro adodi. There's no mach like it. Rav Huna said, oy kesef, oy meita. That's gewaldig. Bochi koma, loikasha hodech siv meita, or siv kro achine yoshiv afilu subit, di les lei meita av soda afilu yov lei subin meita, who went to achlit lei meita of metaltalem. Loila me mikro yoitzi midei pshuto, hodech siv meita av sadei yishalem. Pi yislei boi le meisef lei, bekesef nami, ke meita av dech siv kesef yoshiv lebolo. So the Rosh says a beautiful vote that everyone holds like Rav Huna. Rav Huna, that's what Rabbeinu Tam held al kaponim. Rav Huna said, the Pasuk says kesef, from Pasuk kesef yoshim lebolo, it says meitav sadei yishalim. So the Pasuk tells us there are two ifanim how to pay, kesef or meitav. Now there's a Pasuk of yoshim, which is, you can pay metaltalim, and a philosophic. So this Rav Huna said, it's the last lay. If you don't have kesef, I made that fine. But now the Gemara and the Zayin had a different problem. Why, when you're paying metaltalim, why there is there no din of the metav of metaltalim? Why can there all of a sudden understand the ideal tashlumim is kesef or metav kalk? But they asked the Kasha, fine, if you don't have the ideal Tashlumim, why all of a sudden can you go all the way and pay Subit, the most Garuadik in Metaltalim? Pay the Beitav of Metaltalim. pay the better quality of metalpa. That was their kasha, and that they answered, no, there's no, in quality, there's no difference. Kol milimeta, le mizdaven hocha, mizdaven b'mosachite. So memele, that's what they're talking about. So there's no machlokes. Rabbi Nathan held there's no machlokes. That's one mahalach in the Rosh. And then the Rosh says another mahalach. Inami pligi yadod. Could be the Rabbi Nathan also held there's a machlokes. Umidzekova Rav Ashi shinuye de Rav Huna ba'achoyne. Since Rav Ashi brought down in the end of the sugya, he brought down Rav Huna. Ve'iu kodim l'Rav Papa l'Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua, and he's much before. So the emissin lishtik toira of Rav Huna was said much before Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua said his tik toira. And Rav Ashi in his Masada, the Gemara, he brought us down at the end of the sugya. Is choshev le'ikar. So therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam held, I see Rav Ashi paskin like Rav Huna. Now let us continue with Taisvis. So that's the halacha. U'balchoy. Now what's the din by balchoy? So the Rabbeinu Tam said as follows. Balchoy is another seder of piroi. I islay zuzi leimotzi lesalkai ela bezuzi kidemuchach bakai. So balchoyv is a different chesed on that. Balchoyv is, I lent you money, I want back money. That's, but there's a machayv of money. What I lent you, I want back. When I lent you money, I have no intention of going into the real estate business, of going into the brand business. I lent you money, I want money. So if he has money, he can't give him meitav, I'll give you a kalk in Manhattan was, I want money. And he's entitled to that. I lent you money, I want money. Yisla'i zuzi l'mosa salki ela v'zuzi k'nemuchach ba'koysev. This is a gemara in Subis. Gabi ahu toila mo'isev v'goy have. Yisla'i zuzi, yeah, fine. The gemara is muchach. That they forced him to sell a karka to get money because he really had money and he was set aside his money, so therefore they forced him to get money. But like this, you don't force. But if you have money, you have to give money. The ilas leizuzi. What if he doesn't have any money? Rayoyma leizil trach bezovin ba'aisuzi. Then he can't tell him. So you get money from me. That is not mechuyif to do. If he doesn't have money, he's not mechuyev to get money, to sell his property to get money. And he can pay you with other commodities. Someone gave someone money. He purchased an article. And then we found out it's a mekach toys. That means, really, there was no mekach. The whole thing was a mistake. He gave him money, and he was under the impression he's purchasing one thing. It's a mekach toys. So it's like avor. So if you had money around, give him back the money. If you don't have money, you can give him back anything. Upayo, now there's a third dalge, a worker. He last lay lebala paye suzi. He works. The Balabas doesn't have money. He wants to give him something else. Amalei, he tells him, Zil trach bezovin ba'aisi zuzi. A employee can demand from the employer, I want money. Don't give me any other things. Kedemuchach ba'ayis valiyeh. Den yoche leima leitu ma'ashasita bischoche. He can't tell him, take what you made and that'll be your payment. He went over to a jeweler, he told him to make a ring for him, he sees the ring, he's not so happy with the ring, so he tells him, okay, I owe you money, take the ring, it's worth X amount of money. He's mechuyev, a poyel, you mechuyev to give money. Now let us go further in the Gemara. Omar Abbas, Sofim harei hein kifak. Avasi said, money is equal to karke. So it's a very blank statement, which we don't know what is he talking about. Ramai Hilchus said, what, in Gabi, which halachas is he saying this statement? Ilay melin yemeita haynu daravune. So see what Rashi said. Lin yemeita vatulu yesh lo idyes misalik bekesef iboyi haynu daravune. Abalo lemeima b'chein omar rabas. Now, I'd like to mention one ha'orev that Rashi is saying a new rayin over here, a new understanding that ksof barein kekarke, even though he has idyas, he can give him money. So where would one think that he can do such a thing? But Lashon Gemara is also mashma that ksof him areyein kekarke. I can give money also. I need a Rav Asi to tell me that you can give money. The Pasuk says Kesef. I mean, Mehecha Teisi. So it could be there'd be a Svara to say, it says Kesef Yoshev Lebolov. Now, Yoshev, Kesef means money. Yoshev means Shove Kesef. Now, we have to, there's Drash and Pshat. When we learn drash, yoshev means shove kesef, and this yoshev was only said when there's no meitav. When there's meitav, you can't give shove kesef. That's what we said before. So did we have a meaning to say, so just like the yoshev in drash means b'delesle meitav, so the yoshev in pshat, yoshev kesef, yoshev also is b'delesle meitav. And I would say, because of the yoshev, that kesef is, if you don't have meita, could be did be such a havamine. The yoshev would mislead me. So kamash malon, no, that even if you have meita, you can give kesef, and the kesef is not like the drash of yoshev, which was only said, but the less lay meita. Fine. Okay, but the Gemara says, that's not pshat maravasi, you should have said, v'cheina maravasi. Elo l'shnei achim shecholku. We're talking about a new case. The two brothers that yarshened from their father. V'notal echot karke v'echot ksofet. One took karke and one took ksofet. That means that between themselves they decided how to divide the Yerusha. So one took karke, one took money. Ubo Balchoiv, v'notol kalke. The Balchoiv came, the father was a Balchoiv, and he took away the kalke. The ozol hai v'shokil palge b'ksofim b'hadei. B'ksof marem ke kalke, that means that the second Yehuda shouldn't tell his brother, you know, I'm really happy I took the kesef, maybe send him a letter of condolences, but, no. That they took away my karke, he comes back to the brother. Now we have to, you give me half of your money. Half of the money you have to give me. That's the chiddush. Not that brother's mechuyev to pay the father's chayvus. You're also mechuyev to pay the father's chayvus. So now you give him half of your money. So the Gemara says, that's ksav marem ke karke. Frank the Gemara, please, you need a Rav Asi to tell me this. It's Porsche, Pshita. Hi, bro, I love bro. He's a son, he's not a son. Versteht ihr? But I don't need an Amore with the caliber of Rav Asi to tell me such a thing. I can figure it out myself. This was, now it's very interesting, we'll see in the Rosh, that means we have this memra of Rav Asi. And we're trying to figure out what Rav Asi said. So someone in the Beis Medrash said that this is what Rav Asi said, that one had kesef, one had karke, they took away the karke, that so they took away the karke, so the brother that yashin the kesef has to give him half of the kesef. So the Beis Medrash, they drowned them out, half the Beis Medrash. What? Rabasi said such a thing. You don't need Rabasi, it's Pashut. But, Ikedamri, now there's another interpretation of what happened in the Beis Medrash, that they drowned out this person's interpretation, but Puntakel, Leidach Gisa, the Amalei, but Ravasi's 100%, Ravasi never could have meant such a thing. The Amalei, the brother that took the money, he went over to the brother that had the kalk. He said, listen here, I took money. Lahochi shokli ksofim, I took money. What will be the mignivi? What is going to be stolen? From the come and knock on your door, you know, they took the money, now let's divide the kalk. I took the money. I understand money has risks. That's how we divided the Yerusha. I'm taking the money, accepting the risks that can come about with money. So if it'll be stolen, I won't come over to you to ask you that you should give me half of the karka. I realize money has risks, and I accepted the money with this realization, and therefore I won't ask you to reimburse me. And in the same vein, Lahoki Shoklisare, you took Alke, Dimitra Feloy Mishtalam Aloch Midiminoi, the same thing. You took Alke, we understand that Baal Chayv can be Goyva, that means every commodity has its risks. Kalke has a risk that Baal Chayv could man from the Kalke. That's a risk Kalka has. Money has a risk that can be easily stolen. And when we decided to divide the Yerusha, that's part of the decision, that we're taking it with its milus and cheskoinet. So Mamela, the second Ike de Amri held that Yizichan HaMachuyiv to pay it. Let us see Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Benotol Kalka Bishvil Chayvis Aviyah. Now Baal Chayv came and took away the Kalka of the Chayvis. The Ozel Hayach, so now Rabasi is saying, so this brother who now his Kalka was taken away from him, Kishokil Palga Bixof Mimochit, Vahainu the Komarein Ki Kalka. The Baal Ksofim Nami Yivra Chatzi Chayvay Shalobit, but the Baal Ksofim pay up half of the Chayv. So the Gemara said, Pshite, Hai bro, Vai labro, Betmiye, Kleimel. Baal Ksofim Lehavi bro, Lefroya Chayvovit. Aber Baal Karka, Aber bro, that's Poshit, he's obligated to pay. Ike da Amri, De Leidach Gisa Pochino. The Baal Ksofim Leilachayiv, the Omalei Le Baal Karka, Lohi Shokli, I took money, there's risks in money, and there's advantages in money. You took Karka also, with the same understandings, there's risks and advantages. Is Memela, so just like if it'll be stolen from me, I'll never have the audacity to come to you to give me Karka. So the same thing, don't have the audacity to ask me, I should be Mishtatev in the Chayv. Let us see the Rosh. This is again on the same Omer that we learned before, but this is Aisvot. Aisvot, this is the middle of the second column. Shnei Achim Shecholku. Two brothers. I mean, all we have from our Gemara said that Ravasi isn't speaking about this case. We have to know Lemaisa, what is the halacha in this case? Shnei achim shecholku, echad notal kalke, echad notal ksofim, ubo bal choy venotal kalke, ozel hai vishogil, notal kalke, ozel hai vishogil palge de ksofim. That was a memre that others said what Rabasi is telling us. Frekte gemore pshite, hai bro, hai lavro, Ike de Amri Adarabe Lindach Kise, Domalei, he'll tell him Lochi Shakli Ksofim. I took Ksofim, realizing the Mignav Minoi Le Mishtalim Le Minoch. I realized there's a risk in money, and if the risk will occur, I won't anyway ask you to reimburse me. Lochi Shakli Sare, the Mitre Minoch Le Mishtalamas Minoch. These are two lishaynas in the Gemara. Posek Rav Alfazal Kelishne Kame de Shokel Palge Biksof. The Rif Paskin La Locha like the first Losh. Rav Algav de Bechol Duchti Rogil Rav Alfaz Lifse Kelishne Basre. Normally the Rif Paskin is like the second Losh. Haine Heichedike Tre Lishne Achode Memre. That means there's the Shaila, what did this person say? The Lishne Kame Meforish Tohochmi Itma Hode Memre. The first Lashon holds this person said it like this. The Lishne Basre Meforish De Itma Bin Yenache. He said something else. Misdeh the Rif Paskins Mistaver the Oisoi Lashon Shekovoi Rav Ashi Bachoyne when Rav Ashi brings down, there's a dispute, what this person said, and the last opinion, and then he writes, one holds like this, the other holds like this, and he ends like the sugya with this second opinion, I assume that's how Rav Ashi held. Rav Ashi b'achoyne nirem b'ein avika, v'kimen d'achitehi, since this is the last interpretation, so Mamela, we don't know like the first one. This is the last is Kaiveya, that this is the Lord. Avalhani tre lishni lav memris amoiroininu. This is not what an amoira said. Alagamara de Shakavatari Forestive Rabbi, Leforest Rabasi. We're just trying to figure out what Rabasi is telling us. No, Maksof Mareim Kikark. Lazen Yenema. What is he saying? Oboyle Meima, the Linyan Shnei Achim Shecholku. He's talking about Shnei Achim Shecholku. Nema. Oboyle Meima. So now, others said, Linyan Zale Yitzchak Hai Memre. The Pshita Ibro Vai Labro. So others said, that can't be, because it's Poshit. Bike Da Amri, Dimitai Machina Loi Amri. Didn't say because of a different reason. Linyan Zed Adrabe. That means there were just two opinions why we can't say Rav Ashi said this. So this does not fall into the category Hilkach Lei Sochet Re Lishna Lemezel Bosa Basro Elashtei Sforis Chalukis Zu Al Zu. That means the someone wants to say Rav Ashi meant this, and the two opposite Sforis to say Rav Ashi never meant this, either because it's too poshut or it's too krum. It's not. It can't be like that. So therefore, I don't have any achra from which was written last. Usvara rishayne iko. So now the Rif paskin like the first svara. Midachazinim gemara de beperek beisku. The Rif brings down a Gemara in Beisku. The Posek Vehilchese Kerav the Omar Botlo Machloikis. Now, there's a Machloikis we're going to have soon in our Sugye, this Gemara in Beisku and Baba Basra. But let us explain now what the Machloikis between Rav and Shmuel is. Rav and Shmuel is speaking as follows. Rav, they're speaking about, there were two brothers, Reuben and Shimon, the Yarshan from Yaakov to Karkois, Karka A and Karka B. Reuben took Karka A, Shimon took Karka B. Now, the Baal Choyv comes to Reuben, and he takes away Karka A. We'll see in Taisus, right he had to take away from Reuben the Karka. Right. He takes away Karka A. What happens now? The machloikis Rav Shmuel. Rav says, "Botla machloikis." That means this division that was made till now, that was the division. Reuven is Karka A, Shimon is Karka B. Now that Karka A was taken away from Reuven, so now we have to make a new chalukah. So now what is only left over in the Yerusha is Karka B, so we have to divide Karka B. That's what Rav says. Shmuel says, Vita, Tzfafalen, Reuven lost the Karka, and there's nothing to talk about, and finished. It's Vita. So, the Gemara, we're going to come soon back to the Rosh. The Gemara explains the Machlokes as follows. But there's a big problem involved. But the Gemara explains as follows. Rav holds Yesh Breire. Yesh Breire means that whatever is Nisbara later, that's how the Yerusha was in the beginning. That means one, that means the Yerusha is Chal B'Shas Mises Ha'ov. B'Shas Mises Ha'ov, I'll ask a question, Hu Yashin Karka'e? So we said, we'll see later when they make the Chalukah. But whatever happens later, that was, the Yerusha was Chal, the way later will happen. So later we saw that Reuven decided to take Karka'e. Oh, that was the Yerusha. Reuven Yashin Karka A, and Shimon Yashin Karka B. Then let's look a little later more. We see that they took away Karka A. So we see later that Karka A did not fall by Yerusha. I mean, Karka A has been taken away. So how was the Yerusha? So the Yerusha was how they'll divide up Karka B. That means you have to look at the emes chalukah, this chalukah of karka A connected karka B was Kozman. We were under the impression that this will remain the Yerusha. Now we see that is not falling by Yerusha. The Malchiv is taking it away. So we have to make a new chalukah. That's Rav. Shmuel holds Ein Breire. We can't know what the Yerusha was destined to be. What they decide later, does that mean anything? So Shmuel holds Ein Breire, and the Lekuches, and Lekuches Shalei Ba'achayis. That means like this. Whatever was destined for Reuven to Yashin, I haven't the faintest idea. What Reuven decided later to take Karka'e could very well be, this was destined to be Shimon's Karka'e. That what Reuven is getting it, it's he's a Lekeach. We don't know. We hold Ein Breire. So it could be Reuven is purchasing, that means could very well be that Karka A was destined to belong to Shimon, and that in the end that Reuven took it, that is, Reuven is selling it to Shimon. But Reuven is selling it to Shimon without any obligations. And Shimon is selling Karka B to Reuven, Reuven is selling to Shimon. We said Reuven got Karka A, so Shimon sold to Reuven Karka A without obligations, and Reuven sold to Shimon Karka B without any obligations. So my mele, it's Lekuches Hain, and so it's Lekuches. You bought a Karka without any Achayas, was taken away from you, so finished. This is not Yerusha, this is Mekach HaMemka. Fine. That is the Gemara. That's a Gemara in Baba Basra. Now, but let's just say a little oisemainik. Fine, we have machlekes. Rav holds Yesh Breire, Shmuel holds Ein Breire. Now, we have a klal, that is a machlekes, and then a momenus between Rav and Shmuel. We pass them like Shmuel. Momenus, we pass them like Shmuel. Nisa, we pass them like Rav. There, the Gemara says, Hilchus et Rav. It's modne. We pass them like Rav. It seems in Hilchus Mavanus, Shmuel was the Hilchus HaKerav. So you have to start scratching our heads. Why Hilchus HaKerav? Why is it Hilchus HaKerav? So we'll say, well, maybe the Yisayda Machlekes is Yesh Breir or Ein Breir. And this is not the only Negeya Momin, it's Negeya Issa, it's Klolis Tike Machlekes. So Memele, so could be we paskin Yesh Breir, eh? So Memele, we have to paskin like Rav all over. We can't, Tansan Tuchasana, so Memele. So So the Russian said, no, we paskel halacha ein breira. We paskel halacha ein breira, and we paskel like Rav. Ooh, what? So then this whole thing is a pillar. Now let's see the Rosh. So the Rosh. Chazina Gemara beperik beisku, the posak vihilcha sekera, Roma batla machlaikis. Afar gav de bachol duchte, aloche kebosei de shmur bedine. The mitam di yusava di yesh breiras. You'll come and tell me the reason we paskin like Rav. Because Rav was yesh breire. That can be, that's laifsi kevose because he was yesh breire. The kaimon de bedaraisa ain breire. So what, how did Chazal paskin botla machlekes? Ella. He says Chazal came from left field. Rav and Shmuel, Rav holds, Yesh Breire, Shmuel holds, Ein Breire, Chazal said, I have a third Sfora, and this Sfora is, this Sfora is La'aloche. Now what? And the Sfora, Muchletes, he diyasmi, kare, davuen, inun, lefroya, chayvis, abiyim, bishove, bein lotlu, shneim, kalke, bein lotl, echad, kalke, ואיכות כסופים, הלכך תולה הריף פסקה אחרו בין אלו שתי הספורס בי ביסקו ובייסקו, ופוסיק, הלוכה, גירב, כאום מעבות לו מחלקס. So the Rosh says a new thing. Chazal ומחי, and that's the אחרו of the Gemara over there, that ברו קרה דבוע. That a child takes over the obligations of a father. And this is a moiradike, moiradike chidush. I just want to mention for 2 minutes, there's a moiradike tumim, Rabbi Yitzchok Yochanan and Nachal Yitzchok speaks about it. There's a tremendous problem. The Rabbeinu Tam explained the halacha, and this halacha brings problems. Halacha is hamoicha shtal chayv lechaveroi. It means that Reuven owed Shimon $100. And Shimon had a shtal chayv. And Shimon goes and sells this shtal chayv to Levi. So what does that mean? So now Levi purchased the chayv, and now so Reuven has to pay Levi. That's a whole sugi in Baba Vasra, Mechir Shtoris, fine. Then, Shimon, of all things, it's not nice and it's not proper, but let's not get into that now. Shimon goes over to Reuven, I mechel you the chay. You don't have to pay me. You don't have to pay me. So the din is that Reuven doesn't have to pay Levi. Now this is a very modern halacha. I sold someone the chay. The chay doesn't belong to me anymore. It belongs to Levi. And now I'm Reuven. You're out of the picture already. The chayv doesn't belong to you. The chayv belongs to Levi. How could you be meichel the chayv after you sold it? Amir de kemaise. So the Rabbi Netam said, Amir de kishtik teire. So the Rabbi Netam said that there, when in a chayv, there are two inyonim. There's a shibud haguf, and there's a shibud mechosin. There's an obligation from the Levi to pay. The Levi doesn't have any money, but he's obligated to pay. He borrowed money, he's obligated to pay. That's called a shibud aguf. Then there's a shibud nechosim. That means the possessions that the Levi has, I'm a shibud to the malve, and that's a shibud nechosim. Look to Rabbeinu Tam. Mekech and memkeh, you can only sell the shibud nechosim. That's a dover hanimka. That means Shimon possesses a shibud nechosim benichsei Reuven. I hear him say, "I lean on Reuven's nechosim. This I'll sell to Levi. You can sell this. You can sell the shibud nechosim. But obligations, you can't sell an obligation. It's not a article that can be sold. An obligation cannot be sold. There's no market on obligations. There's markets on shibudim." Not an obligation. Zogt der Rabbeinu Tam. So, when after the Mechire, we have that Reuben is obligated to Shimon, that it was never sold, but the Shibud belongs to Levi. That happened after the Mechire. Now, Shimon goes and is Meichel Reuben. He's no more obligated. He's no more obligated, so we have a klal, kol heichet de leka loive leka orim. The shibud of the karkois, is an orif to pay up the obligation. That means, how did Shimon lechatchila get a shibud on? Becomes an orif to make sure that the chayv will be paid up. Now, the minute I'm meichel the chayv, so you're not obligated anymore. So, just like if you're meichel a loive, the orev doesn't have to pay anymore. Kol heichet the leka loive leka orev. So memele the same thing. When I meichel the loive, there's no orev. So memele that's the shita sarabeinu tam. That's what Rabbeinu Tam explains. So there's a tremendous problem with this line of thought that the Tumim speaks about. So he says all the time. When the father dies and he leaves over nechosim to his children, so the father was obligated. Now, the father died, he borrowed money. The father died. The minute the father dies, the obligation becomes bottle. He's dead already. The children, there's no obligation on the children to pay. They never borrowed any money. So why is it that there's a shibud nechosim? The Rabbeinu Tam told us, Kol's man, there's no shibud aguf, there's no shibud nechosim. This is a moiridike kashe, and the Tumim speaks about this kashe. So because of this kashe, the Tumim says, a moiridike zach. The Tumim says that when children yarshin nechosim from the father, the obligation goes along with the Yerusha. It's snapshot as we're yashning the money and they take over the obligation also. So memele, that's what the Tumim says. And Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan wants to shtel to this Rosh. So this is Amir Dike Rosh. The Rosh is telling us Amir Dike Yisod. The Rosh is telling us, so if you have two children, and let it just make it more interesting perhaps, I mean, others hold by metaltalim. There's a din shibud min atayra, a metaltalim also. Rashi holds like that. So memele, so if every child that yarshind nechosim from his father, either yarshind metaltalim or yarshind karkois, the obligation to pay went over on the child also. So memele, and that is why, so that means the Rif found a gemore in Baba Basra, that lalocha, that means like this, lalocha we pass kenein breire. Lalocha, that means by two karkois, if each one yarshin the karke, the two karkois, so als the stamazoi, the als the mekach memke shaboy, we would pass in this lakuche shaloy bachayis. But there's a new factor which the Gemara said according to Rav, that one brother can go over to the other brother and say, you were obligated to pay the choy just as you were obligated to pay, which is a merdike chiddush. That means till now we understood, I'm obligated, it's garnished. I never borrowed any money. This karka, he took the karka from you, a guten tag. The first lashon held that it's not true. There's an obligation that the obligation that the father was obligated goes over to the children. And therefore there's an equal obligation on both of them to pay up the chayv. He took away the karka from you, that doesn't part to me. I'm also obligated to pay. So therefore, the Riv Paskin, in the case of our Gemara, who adin if one yarshin kesef, one took kesef, and one took karke, the obligation that went over to each child is mechayev, that if the karke was taken away from one, the other one has to give him half of the chayiv, since he also was obligated to pay.